Cuban Communists Honor Khamenei, Reaffirm Support to Iran Regime. By Christian K. Caruso on March 6, 2026. Cuba's communist Castro regime on Thursday reaffirmed its support of Iran's Islamic regime amid the United States and Israel's ongoing military operations in Iran, which the rogue communists described as a violation of all norms of international law and human dignity. Of the three authoritarian and Iran-allied regimes in Latin America, the Cuban regime is the only one that has directly and openly condemned the United States this week for carrying out Operation Epic Fury, an ongoing military operation alongside the Israel Defense Forces Rising Lion targeting high-profile Iranian regime assets and targets. The operations have so far resulted in the deaths of numerous top members of the Islamic regime, including Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Venezuela's socialist regime initially released a statement condemning the strikes on Iran that made no mention of the U.S. or Israel, but deleted it hours later across all regime outlets and social media accounts, without providing any explanation. Nicaragua's communist Ortega regime also released a statement condemning the military operations in Iran, expressing their condolences over Khamenei's death, but making no mention of the U.S. or Israel. Granma, the official newspaper of the Communist Party of Cuba, reported on Thursday that Cuban figurehead President Miguel Díaz-Canel, Foreign Minister Bruno Rodríguez Perilla, and other officials of the communist regime visited the Iranian embassy in Havana to honor the slain murderous dictator and sign the embassy's condolence book, expressing solidarity toward the Iranian regime on behalf of the people and government of Cuba. "We feel deep sorrow and regret upon learning of the assassination of the supreme leader of the Iranian nation as a result of the vile aggression of the United States and Israel," Díaz-Canel reportedly wrote in the book, describing the strikes against the Iranian regime as a flagrant violation of all norms of international law and human dignity. "We will remember him as an outstanding statesman and leader of the Iranian people, who contributed decisively to the development and consolidation of friendly and cooperative relations between our countries," he continued. The Iranian state outlet Mehr reported that Foreign Minister Rodríguez Perilla held a phone conversation with his Iranian counterpart Abbas Araghchi on Thursday, where the Cuban official reiterated the regime's claims that the attack by the United States and Israel is a gross violation of the international law and the UN Charter, and reaffirmed the Cuban regime's unwavering support to Iran. According to Mehr, both officials exchanged their views on the ongoing developments in Iran and dire consequences of the military aggression of the United States and Zionist regime against Iran. Araghchi reportedly briefed Rodríguez Perilla on the alleged crimes committed by the United States and Israel against Iran, including the cowardly assassination of Khamenei. The Iranian official also accused the U.S. and Israel of committing a massacre of many innocent Iranian people, such as more than 175 students at an elementary school in Minab, an attack on hospitals, mosques, diplomatic police center, and attacks on other unspecified locations. "Relying on its defense capabilities and with the strong support of its people, Islamic Republic of Iran will respond to any aggression decisively within the framework of the inherent right of the legitimate defense to safeguard the national sovereignty and territorial integrity of the country," Mehr wrote. The foreign minister of Cuba, for his part, expressed his condolences on the martyrdom of leader of the Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei and also many Iranian citizens, the outlet continued. This week, Díaz-Canel published a series of social media posts condemning the United States and Israel over their aggression against Iran and Lebanon, accusing both countries of carrying out political assassinations and indiscriminate attacks while asserting Cuba's calls to preserve the principles of good neighborliness, moderation, and dialogue at this delicate moment. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.